Let's go to the southwest border, a place where people and cultures collide and inevitably blend. And for El Paso, Texas artist Peter Schwarzbein, it's a perfect setting to introduce a food experiment that complements his latest project. He uses his experience as a Jewish man growing up on Mexico's doorstep to create a new twist on an iconic dish. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, from Terra's reporter Monica Ortiz Arriba, has our story on the kosher taco.
It's hotter than a desert full of burning bushes in this kitchen. No surprise, considering the amount of cooking going on.
It's about 450 to 500 latkes. Six whole roasted kosher chickens, a pico de gallo, roasted green chilies. We did an Israeli salad.
Chef Jose Casares sips a Dr. Pepper in between each flip of his spatula. He's frying clumps of shredded potato in a pan. These are latkes, the traditional Jewish dish served during the Hanukkah holiday. But these are not Hanukkah latkes. No, these latkes are just a sidekick to the main attraction, a kosher taco.
Kosher is dietary laws that are set forth by God in the Torah, in the Bible, to the Jewish people.
That's Rabbi Levi Greenberg. We're in his synagogue kitchen in El Paso, where he supervises the food preparation. The kosher taco is the brainchild of local artist and photographer Peter Schwarzbein.
I actually muled 50 pounds of kosher meat from Albuquerque down to El Paso.
Schwarzbein has paired his kosher taco experiment with a video exhibit he created on Latino crypto Jews. What's a crypto Jew? They're the descendants of Jews who forcibly converted to Christianity as far back as the Spanish Inquisition in the late 1400s. The Spanish called them marranos, or pigs. Pork is not kosher.
The reason why they called them marranos was because it would force them to eat pork to the bone to show how Christian they were and not Jewish. It was an identity through food.
The idea of joining a taco and kosher food is a nod to the Jews who fled to Latin America, particularly Mexico, to escape persecution.
So in a way, having a kosher taco is a way to take that power back and to positively identify oneself through food consumption.
And thus was born Conversos y Tacos, a gourmet taco truck touring the streets of El Paso this summer.
So one chicken shawarma and one Ari White's kosher asada, please.
At a recent stop in downtown El Paso, a curly-haired customer places an order. There are three different kosher tacos to choose from. There's the chicken shawarma taco, then the brisket taco that comes with a pickle, and finally, a taco prepared with smoked beef from a famous kosher barbecue in Yonkers, New York. Each order comes with a latke and a jalapeno dipping sauce.
But they're wonderful. They're delicious. It's great.
Leslie Garcia sits at an outdoor bench with a table full of relatives. She's a pastor at a non-denominational Christian church. Her family has a Jewish past.
Our great-great-grandfather fled during the Inquisition and fled through Mexico. And then our whole family ended up in California. Except my father opened a business in El Paso, and we are El Pasoans.
You could say the Garcia family is living the kosher taco. They grew up Mexican-American and Christian, but since they discovered their Jewish roots, the family simply combined both cultures.
You know, we celebrate Christmas, but we like Hanukkah, and we do Hanukkah so that they can understand this is where we came from.
The Jewish community in El Paso is small, making kosher food hard to come by and expensive. So the taco truck is a special treat for local Jews. For Schwarzbein, it's also an opportunity to educate. There are those in El Paso who know little or nothing about the Jewish faith.
For me, this is really about let's create this space of understanding and of dialogue, and that there's places where cultures can blend together and where you can create something different. Something new, something fresh.
For Here and Now, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
And her story on the kosher taco came to us from the Fronteras Desk. That's a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics. I feel we should now hear lyrics in Spanish.
Perhaps.
So who knew? A kosher barbecue? If you have a cultural cuisine mashup, let us know at hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston.
Our producers include Emiko Tamagawa, Hitesh Hati, Jill Ryan, Catherine Gorman, Rachel Rohr, Natalie Winston, Eileen Balinski, Jessica Jessica Alpert, Erica Morrison, Ben Watson, and Rachel Gottbaum.
Our production assistant is Kainat Khan. Our newscast producer, Rachel Paste.
Our technical director, Doug Sugarts, with help from Jim Kiesling and John Parati. Our managing editors are Kevin Sullivan and Chris Ballman. Kathleen McKenna is the senior producer and sometimes director of Here and Now.
And the boss of us. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack.